We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
803-0550, share your opinion on that. Washington's in town Sunday. We're going to the Western Hotline. Chris Russell, the Team 980, is going to join us right now and give us the lowdown on WFT. Chris, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. How you doing?
Howard, Jeremy, good to be on with you guys again. How's everybody?
We're good. You know, the Bills win, we're good. The Bills lose, we're not so good. It's very simple. Well, There's no rocket science.
I remember those days.
Yeah,
I remember those days.
Chris is a Western New Yorker. You get it.
Yeah, the Doug Flutie, Rob Johnson era and all that stuff. I remember how miserable Mondays and the whole week was when they would lose.
I thought we were going to see Ryan Fitzpatrick face the Bills. I was kind of looking forward to that. It is not the case. So, how has Taylor Heinicke looked so far with Washington?
Taylor Heinicke is – I mentioned Rob Johnson and Doug Flutie. He's not Doug Flutie, but he reminds me a little bit of Doug Flutie in the best way, right? You guys all remember that magic in a bottle type thing where you see a little guy who's not – got the greatest arm strength in the world, but yet can make things happen with his legs, and he flushes out, and he's a little bit of a Houdini in, you know, a magic hat. And I don't know how long it's going to last, to be honest with you guys. I mean, he started two games here, the playoff game that I think most people saw last January against Tampa, and obviously played well. And then, of course, last Thursday night, and he's played a couple of games in relief, including that season opener when Fitzpatrick got knocked down. And he's played very well. Now, is he great? No, I don't think he's great. Is he the long-term answer? No, I don't think he's the long-term answer. Can you get by for a couple of weeks with Taylor Heinicke? Yeah. I think we'll find out a lot more about him this week when Sean McDermott, Leslie Frazier have had a chance to dial in game plan. Remember, you know, teams have not had a chance on a normal week, the Giants included last Thursday night, to game plan for him. Tampa in the playoff game included because they didn't know if Alex Smith or Taylor Heinicke was going to play. So, I mean, that does change some things. And then, of course, going on the road in Buffalo where it figures to be very, very loud and they have a couple of offensive tackles that have struggled a little bit here in pass pro, that's going to be interesting.
You mentioned his legs. I also think he's got that no fear about him too, in terms of throws he tries to make and standing in the pocket and all that. If you had to list his best attributes, what are they?
It's definitely his mobility and to throw on the run is where I would start. He is not a good practice player. He is a much better game player. And the reason Ron Rivera explains, and I've seen this with my own eyes, is in practice, they don't want these guys running around, scrambling around, extending plays, all that. They want them in the pocket. Well, you put him in the pocket. If you can keep him on a landmark, guys, the Bills are going to win this game, and they're going to have success against him. If you allow him to, again, move around and extend plays, and again, some quarterbacks can do this, some can't. Like, I covered Robert Griffin III, right? And everybody knows that name, RG3, right? Put him out on the run. Like, don't keep him in the pocket if they can't protect him. And if he can't, he couldn't throw on the run. He couldn't throw accurately on the run. His eyes weren't up. Well, Taylor Heinicke has shown an ability to do that. And there is a skill to that. And I think Josh Allen does that fairly well from what I've been able to see. You guys would be able to tell me more. I think there's a skill to that. And I think Taylor Heinicke does that well. The other thing he does, he's got some onions. He's got some grapefruit, you know, as we might say in the business. He doesn't really have a whole lot of fear. And he's really good also in tempo and two-minute offense type situations at the end of a half and at the end of a game. And by the way, I would, if I was Washington and I'm struggling in any sort of way, and if he's struggling, I would get into tempo by design in this game, you know, late first quarter, early second quarter, mid third quarter, whatever, to see if you can catch the Bills napping a little bit.
The weapons in the passing game, so a two-parter. What makes Terry McLaurin so good? And then who is the next most dangerous weapon, whether it's a running back, a wide receiver, yep, tight end? Who do you worry about after McLaurin?
McLaurin is so good because he's 25 going on 40 in terms of his maturity, his character, his leadership, all of that, but he's in a 25-year-old body, meaning he can run real fast and he's really, really, really good at running routes and taking advantage of what you give him. I haven't fully studied the Bills yet, so I'll be honest, guys. I don't know exactly how they're going to play him, but the Giants played him in a lot of off coverage, and they carve them up on slants and skinny posts and little out routes that Terry, because he sees the cushion coverage, and he takes advantage of that along with offensive coordinator Scott Turner. The second part of that question, and it's a good one, is it was supposed to be Curtis Samuel. He's on IR. He hasn't practiced. He hasn't played, all of that. So I guess the easy answer is there's no 1A or number 2 right now. They kind of do it by committee. I would say the guy that Washington probably that Buffalo should probably want to focus in on the most is a former Bill, Logan Thomas, yeah, who has developed into a hell of a tight end here, guys. He had a breakout year last year. I know he wasn't that in Buffalo. A lot of special teams and all that, really went to Detroit and kind of became a full-time tight end and really has accelerated and taken off. And he's been an amazing success story. He climbs the ladder. He does all sorts of things. And then there's another guy, De'Ami Brown, third-round pick out of North Carolina. He's got speed, can get up there, can climb the ladder again. Taylor Heinicke throws a lot of high passes, but these guys have the athleticism and the, you know, the frame, if you will, to go up and get them. So that's one thing to look out for the Buffalo secondary.
Before you get to defense, the Bills have bolstered their pass rush. They had a big day the other day in Miami. How is Washington's offensive line?
This is my key to the game completely, not only from a noise, but from a pass protection standpoint, because I watched that tape, Howard, and Jeremy, and Espinosa, if I'm saying his name right, just was killing Miami. And I noticed, AJ, but also the first round pick that they got.
Rousseau.
Yep. And then on top of that, I noticed early on that they're blitzing from the secondary. Micah Hyde with a safe, mm-hmm, with a sack. The corner had a pressure. And now maybe that's different because it's Tua and all that. I'm not saying it's going to be the same, but I know this. Buffalo's pass attack and pass rush attack is going to be varied and going to be different than I think what they saw against the Giants, right? So the question becomes is how does Charles Leno at left tackle, who started like 95 straight games, mostly with the Bears, and how does Sam Cosmi, a rookie from Texas, second-round pick, fare? Well, so far he's been not very good in pass pro, I can tell you that. He's been much better in run than pass pro. He's given up a couple of sacks, Joey Bosa, and then even the Giants rookie second-round pick on Thursday night, he allowed a sack. Now, that being said, they passed the ball 44 times, I think it was, on Thursday night. They allowed that one sack, which was on the first third down. So, it's not like they're horrible, but I do think the Bills' varied attack and being on the road is going to be able to get to them much more than the Giants at home last Thursday night. So this is the whole key. Then if you can get to them, can you corral Heinicke in the pocket? You guys remember way back when with Doug Flutie, right, when Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells would roll into town or they would take on the Jets or the Patriots or whoever those two guys were with, Flutie would always struggle because they would be able to contain and control him in the pocket. If you can contain and control Taylor Heinicke in the pocket, I'm not saying you're going to shut him down. I'm not saying you're going to totally blanket him, but you're going to be much better off than you would be if he's running around and, again, trying to pull a magic trick out of a hat.
Chris, final thing for you, the D-line. I think most people would have looked at it and thought it's one of the best in the league. It has Chase Young. How have they done in the first two games? And is Chase Young the kind of player who could just single-handedly disrupt everything?
He is. But he honestly has been a little bit of a disappointment through the first two games. Los Angeles, the Chargers ran right at him and had a lot of success. And Rashawn Slater, the left tackle, shut him down completely from a pass rush perspective. On Thursday night, and I've watched all the isolation video and whatever somebody sent me, and it was all cut up, you don't see a lot of counter moves. I have consistently seen a lack of counter moves, and if he doesn't win with his first step and with speed and with strength and get his hands into you and knock you off your base, then you can beat Chase Young or you can neutralize him. Sometimes you're going to have to chip. Sometimes you're going to have to rub. Sometimes you're going to have a tight end help, obviously. I've seen all of that. The Giants have done it, three-step, all of that stuff. That's what they should do for Buffalo. Now, the guy I think you really should work with is two guys. Montez Sweat, he's having a better start to the season, and I think overall he's a better pass rusher right now than Chase Young is, number one, and they flip-flop those guys left and right defensive end spots. And then Jonathan Allen, who's basically their three technique, you know, Aaron Donald-type position player, he is just destroying everything.
He had a great game against the Giants. He was a monster against the Giants.
Yeah, he did. You know, and sometimes he's not that way, so I'm not saying that's every game, but when you – you know, if you have to over-counter with chips and rubs and double teams for Chase Young and Montez Sweat, that's where you get in trouble. So those are the guys you've got to watch out for. They don't blitz a whole lot. You know, the linebackers right now, guys, is where Buffalo is going to take advantage. You know, the tight ends and Cole Beasley on drag routes and crossing routes. The linebackers for Washington have really struggled. Bostic, Cole Holcomb, and rookie Jamin Davis, although there's some signs of life for Jamin Davis, their corners have actually been terrible. Kendall Fuller and William Jackson III. One's been worse than the other, and I'm honestly not sure which ones have been worse. I mean, both have been bad. And Landon Collins is not good in coverage. So there's going to be some opportunities for the Bills to take big-time advantage and to get Josh Allen and Steph Diggs and Beasley and everybody else on track here if they can buy Josh Allen a little bit of time.
Thanks for the rundown. Appreciate the information, Chris.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Nice to have you on again. Be good.
Absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.